The glorious gospel of Jesus Christ makes a difference in whether someone enters eternity with God in heaven or enters into eternity lost forever in a burning hell. It's how we treat and respect this gospel that will make the difference. So what is the gospel? The gospel of Jesus Christ is really simple and easy to understand. A little child can understand it. In fact, Jesus said, except you humble yourself as a little child, you cannot even be saved and enter into the kingdom of God. It takes humility, realizing I am lost and without God, and I need a Savior. I need to be saved. I'm deep in sin and I have no way out. I'm like someone wrapped up in chains and there's no way of escape. I need someone outside of myself to help me, for I cannot help myself. It's recognizing I need to be saved. I am lost. That's the first step to receiving the gift of eternal life. Just merely saying I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Then coming to Jesus Christ. The law was given to Moses, through Moses, to the children of Israel. The law outlined what sin was and how sin was separating us from a holy God, and how all mankind had inherited this sin from Adam, and all are lost. It outlined step by step how holy God was and how we could never measure up to His holiness. We had to have someone outside of ourselves, someone to reach down and pick us up out of the pit of sin that was separating us from God and condemning us to eternal damnation. We needed someone outside ourselves to pick us up and to deliver us from evil and put within us a different spirit and bring us into eternal life. That's why God sent someone outside ourselves. Yet He sent Him among us. He became flesh, yet He was God. His name was Yeshua. His name was Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah of Israel. He came to save His people from their sins. But alas, His own people rejected Him and did not receive Him, except for a chosen few that surrounded Him. And because of the rejection, the gospel of Jesus went to the Gentiles, of which am I. And the Gentiles, many received Him. And as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become a very Son of God, even to them that believe upon His name. Believe upon the name of Jesus. That's the simple gospel message. To believe that He came to save us from sin, to cleanse us from sin by the very blood He shed when they crucified Him on Calvary. Sin separates us from God. And in order to be reconciled back to God and have eternal life, we must have that sin taken care of. Yet there's no way we can get rid of sin. We could decide, well, I'm going to stop sinning today. Turn over a new leaf. Make a New Year's resolution not to sin, but we would fail. We needed someone outside ourselves. We needed the Son of God. We needed God who came in the flesh. And yet He lived in the flesh without one sin. And when He died and paid the price for our sin, because He had no sin Himself. He did not pay for His own sin. He had no sin. He paid for ours. But in order for that to count on our behalf, we have to believe upon Him. We have to believe in what He came to do. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house, it says in the book of Acts. To believe means to partake of him. To accept him in our life, to accept his word, to believe his word. To turn our life over and live for him. That is what it means to believe. Not a mental accent that he existed at one time, but a belief that he exists now. And through the Holy Spirit, he comes into us the moment we believe and turn from our sin. Yes, repenting of sin is part of salvation. Absolutely. Without holiness, no man can see God. Repenting of sin is one condition for salvation. That's part of faith. That's part of believing. Now, we are not saved apart from Jesus Christ if we just decide we're not going to sin anymore. That is impossible, but even if we could, that is not enough to save us. We need the blood of Jesus applied and covering our sins before we are reconciled back to God. Remember, it is sin that is separating us from a holy God. We need to come back to him, and we come back to him by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is why he came. If there was any other way of salvation, God would not have allowed his own son to come in the flesh and die in such a manner. He would not have allowed it. But he knew that was the only way. There's no other religion. Religion can't save anyway. Not even something we call Christianity. Now, Christianity is good if we come by the way of the cross, by the way of faith in Jesus Christ and repenting of sin. But it just the Christian religion alone or claiming to being born into the Christian religion will not save anyone. We have to be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. A new birth, a new way. When we come to Christ and we turn from our sin, we are born again by the Spirit of God. We're born into this body of Christ. We are partakers of Christ. We become partakers of his holiness. His righteousness covers us. And there's no other way to be saved. For those who mean business and those who seek his face, they will be baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire and able to preach the gospel to others. No, you don't need 4 years of seminary to preach the gospel. You need the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. And it's someone who loves God that much to repent of sin and turn from their sin will love God enough to study the word and get that word down in their spirit. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We can't say we believe upon him and not love his word. He's our God. He brought us so much. If you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father and he will give you another comforter and he will abide with you. Forever. This is the Holy Spirit that he gives to those that ask him, that to those that obey him. Search the scriptures. You can read of these things. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It tells of the Holy Spirit that will come to them who obey the Lord. What's to obey the Lord? You obey his word. You have respect unto his commandments. You can't say you love Jesus and not do the things that he says. Loving your brother or sister in the Lord is part of this. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples when ye have loved one for another. In 1 John he speaks of this love. He that hates his brother does not know the Lord. You lift up your hand against a brother or sister, you do not know the Lord. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Now I believe the gospel is simple. Simple faith in Jesus Christ. Simple turning from sin and allowing the Holy Spirit to come into your life and then change your life. You're going to bring forth fruit. The fruits of the Spirit is going to be within one who receives Jesus Christ. And while I do not believe in the social gospel, I believe true salvation will have compassion on the poor. Will have compassion on those who can't pay tithes. Will want to ordain and send people to preach the gospel who can't afford to go to Bible college. This is part of the gospel, to train. Freely we have received, freely we have given, to train and send them forth and make disciples. Jesus never told us to build a big mega church in one city and have everybody paying tithes into that one mega church. And that's it. He came to ordain us to preach the gospel and spread this gospel all over the world. Now, he may choose some to start small churches, house churches. Some maybe get very large and big and require a big building. I'm not against that. Neither is the Lord. But just because one remains small and does not grow does not mean they're out of the will of God. Now, it could mean that, but it doesn't mean that necessarily. Because some people will only go to a small church if they go to any at all. So we need to recognize that God has different callings. Some may be required to go in the inner city where there's very little money, where no one can repay. Some may be required to start a church in their home, in their own neighborhoods. Some may be required to build a big mega church. I don't know. I just do not limit God to one or the other. I just know that we need to have a burning desire to share the Word of God and get the gospel out in every situation that we might find ourselves in, whether we are sent overseas. The calling, all of us have a different calling. And we cannot look at numbers and suppose just because someone is small, some church is small and do not grow, that God is not blessing them. We cannot say that. Now, it may be that. It may be that they're dead. It may be that they have no life in them, that they have rejected the Holy Spirit, something like that. Maybe they're not teaching the truth and God cannot bless. Now, that could happen. But then I know that God does call some to be a small body so that they can be a family to those that need a family. So let's not limit God to our own thinking. Let's be alive, though, in the Spirit. It's not God's will that any of us be dead and boring and dry. But you can be a big church and be dead. Absolutely. The Laodicean church was rich and increased with goods, and they thought they had need of nothing, yet they were poor and blind and naked, according to Jesus. They were lukewarm, half-hearted. I imagine them to be a rich, big church. That's how I imagine them. Yet they were lukewarm and half-hearted, and Jesus said he would spew them out of his mouth if they did not repent. The answer to all these things is to repent. If you are in sin and do not know Jesus Christ, the answer is to repent and turn to Jesus Christ. If you have known him and have gotten cold or lukewarm in your spirit, the answer to that is also to repent and turn back to him. We need to be on fire for God and filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in the Holy Ghost. We need to study the Word and receive everything that God has for us to equip us to share this gospel to the whole world. It is up to us. His Spirit draws, but we must answer. His Spirit draws, but we must say yes. It's our choice. He sends His Holy Spirit to draw. That's Him calling us by the Holy Spirit. But it's up to us to say, yes, I need help. Yes, I'm a sinner. I need Jesus Christ. I turn from my sins. Cleanse me of my sins. I don't want to sin. I want victory over this awful stuff that separates me from God. I want to get to know Him. I want to know this great God who created us and who wants to give us eternal life, victory over death and the grave. I want to know this God who made me, who sent Jesus to save me, I want to know this God who loves me, and I'm willing to turn from my sin because I know sin will destroy me. It kills and it destroys and it separates us from a holy God that wants to give us so much. And when I say give us so much, I do not mean material things. God may allow some to be richer than others, but this is not the things that God has promised us. He's promised us eternal riches. He's promised us things of the Spirit that the world cannot duplicate. He's promised us so many greater things than the world can offer. We cannot love God and the mammon of riches. Jesus said to lay not up on the earth treasure, but lay up treasure in heaven. Let's not seek this life. So many are preaching a gospel that of prosperity in this life only. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of us may not prosper that way. God loves the poor. He may send them to the poor. He said to preach the gospel to the poor, and the gospel is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and turn from your sin. If you confess the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. He that hath the Son hath life, and he hath not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But yet He said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said to the woman at the well that if he knew who it was that was talking to her, she would have asked and he would have given her living water, that she shall never thirst. Now, he didn't mean natural thirst. He meant spiritual thirst. That living water is the Holy Spirit. The washing of the water, the Word of God, that we need to make us alive. We are dead before we come to Christ. We are as dead, spiritually dead, separated from God, lost. When we began to believe, when we began to be willing to turn from our sins and believe in Jesus Christ, we go from a lost, dead condition to life. And oh God, help us to desire to want to turn people from darkness into light, to want to share this with someone else, to want to tell someone, hey, you're in darkness, but Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He came to give you life. Light. He's the light of the world. Jesus Christ. Yeshua, Son of God, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And yes, He's coming again. He's coming again to receive us unto Himself, that where He is, we may be also. He's coming again for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming again to those that's looking for Him. He's coming again to those who love His appearing. All this is in Scripture. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and it is those Scriptures as testifying of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that came to save us from our sins. He didn't come to save us in our sins, so we can go on and claim to be covered by His grace and still sin. He didn't save us in our sins. He saved us from our sin. He wants to take it away, give us victory over it. Give us a new life, a new beginning. Old things pass away. All things become new. He's got something better for us than this world has. This is Jesus. The only way of salvation. The only hope. The only life everlasting. It's Jesus. Oh, that name above all names. That King above all kings. The name of Jesus. The only way that we can be saved. Let's come to Jesus this day. Let's not waste another hour. And if we know Him, let us begin to share this message. Pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost that you might reach others and turn others from darkness into this marvelous light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.